By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. But if it was of Madinah channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now, Alhamdulillah, today we shall be speaking, hearing about the greatest of all the companions, the first Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his love for the greatest of all mankind, Rasulullah, the last and final Prophet and Messenger, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. But if it was, let's begin this morning by listening to the tilawat of the glorious Quran. Please do remember, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat, that indeed a'mal, our actions, are based upon the intentions that we make, my dear viewers. And also, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you shall gain. Please do remember that whilst the Quran al-Kareem is being recited, then we should give our full attention to the recitation of the Quran. And as well as this, my dear viewers of Madani's channel, also make good intentions. We shall be listening to the translation of the glorious Quran too. Yes, let's continue listening and hearing the recitation of this beautiful surah of the glorious Quran, Surah Bani Israel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
قل كفى بالله شهيدا بيني وبينكم.
تم فرماؤ اللہ بس ہے گواہ میرے تمہارے درمیان.
انه كان بعباده خبيرا بصيرا.
بے شک وہ اپنے بندوں کو جانتا دیکھتا ہے.
ومن يهد الله فهو المهتد.
اور جسے اللہ راہ دے وہی راہ پر ہے.
ومن يضلل فلن تجد لهم اولياء من دونه.
اور جسے گمراہ کرے تو ان کے لیے اس کے سوا کوئی حمایت والے نہ پاؤ گے.
وَنَحْشُرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ عُمْيًا وَبُكْمًا وَصُمًّا.
اور ہم انہیں قیامت کے دن ان کے منہ کے بل اٹھائیں گے اندھے اور گونگے اور بہرے.
مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ.
ان کا ٹھکانہ جہنم ہے.
كلما خبت زدناهم سعيرا.
جب کبھی بجھنے پر آئے گی ہم اسے اور بھڑکا دیں گے.
ذلك جزاؤهم بأنهم كفروا بآياتنا وقالوا أئذا كنا عظاما ورفاتا أئنا لمبعوثون خلقا جديدا.
یہ ان کی سزا ہے اس پر کہ انہوں نے ہماری آیتوں سے انکار کیا اور بولے کیا جب ہم ہڈیاں اور ریزہ ریزہ ہو جائیں گے تو کیا سچ مچ ہم نئے بن کر اٹھائے جائیں گے.
اولم يروا ان اللہ الذي خلق السماوات والارض قادر على ان يخلق مثلهم وجعل لهم اجلا لا ريب فيه.
اور کیا وہ نہیں دیکھتے کہ وہ اللہ جس نے آسمان اور زمین بنائے ان لوگوں کی مثل بنا سکتا ہے اور اس نے ان کے لیے ایک میعاد ٹھہرا رکھی ہے جس میں کچھ شبہ نہیں۔
فَأَبَى الظَّالِمُونَ إِلَّا كُفُورًا،
تو ظالم نہیں مانتے، بے ناشکری کیے۔
قُلْ لَوْ أَنْتُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّي إِذًا لَأَمْسَكْتُمْ خَشْيَةَ الْإِنفَاقِ،
تم فرماؤ اگر تم لوگ میرے رب کی رحمت کے خزانوں کے مالک ہوتے تو انہیں بھی روک رکھتے اس ڈر سے کہ خرچ نہ ہو جائیں۔
وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ قَتُورًا،
اور آدمی بڑا کنجوس ہے۔
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ فَاسْأَلْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ فَاسْأَلْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ فَقَالَ لَهُ فِرْعَوْنُ إِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا مُوسَى مَسْحُورًا،
اور بے شک ہم نے موسیٰ کو 9 روشن نشانیاں دیں، تو بنی اسرائیل سے پوچھو جب وہ ان کے پاس آیا تو اس سے فرعون نے کہا اے موسیٰ میرے خیال میں تو تم پر جادو ہوا۔
قَالَ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا أَنزَلَ هَؤُلَاءِ إِلَّا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَصَائِرَ،
کہا یقیناً تو خوب جانتا ہے کہ انہیں نہ اتارا مگر آسمانوں اور زمین کے مالک نے، دل کی آنکھیں کھولنے والیاں۔
وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا فِرْعَوْنُ مَثْبُورًا،
اور میرے گمان میں تو اے فرعون تو ضرور ہلاک ہونے والا ہے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم۔ آیت نمبر 102 we have reached, my dear viewers of the channel, from Surah Bani Israel. And some would be thinking, why was it called Bani Israel? And today they would have found out. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, ask the people of Bani Israel. What happened with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given ayat. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given miracles. Yes. And what did Fir'aun and his followers and his people think and say? They called him a magician. But that of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, those actions, those miracles of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, remember there's a difference between a miracle. There's a difference between a miracle and magic, my dear viewers. Yes, there's a big difference, because magic, you could say, is illusion. It's not true. It doesn't really take place. Whereas a miracle actually does occur. It's not a trick of, you know, it's not an illusion. It's not your eyes being tricked or anything along these lines. And subhanallah, the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran, as well as the beautiful translation to Alhamdulillahi Azzurrah. And as mashallah, we've said many times, do dua that inshallah we can have this made available. Yes, work is being done on it. Work is being done on it, mashallah, in the English language. And inshallah, we are hoping this can be made available in the English language very, very soon. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Today also, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we shall be remembering the greatest of all companions, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first Khalifa of Islam. My dear viewers, inshallah, there would have been many hardships we may have faced over the past week or so. There may be many things which had saddened us, many things which had possibly has been somebody who has passed away. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those individuals who have passed away from our families, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the best of the akhirah, inshallah wa azza wa jal. For those who are saddened, be hopeful, inshallah. Be positive. Whatever has happened, everybody has their ups and downs. Okay, you know, something happened to me. I'm quite saddened. I'm possibly still worried about it. Possibly still worried about it, but inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall provide for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall aid me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall help me. You know, if only we can Me myself too, inshallah, be strong in this, inshallah. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us steadfastness. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's move to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But yeah, as I was saying, the ayat of the glorious Quran we have just listened and heard. It mentions the words Bani Israel. And after this, the chapter title has been named or given. And this is known as Surah Bani Israel. As we also did mention that this is also known as Surah Isra. Why? Because it mentions that glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who took. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. And glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhan means glory and all beauty and all greatness is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who took his abd from Masjid al-Haram towards Masjid al-Aqsa. And Masjid al-Aqsa is that which has been described as its surroundings have been blessed. And there are many reasons for why the scholars give, why they mention, the scholars give many reasons for, or many interpretations of what this ayah means, my dear. So this is Surah Bani Israel, also known as Surah Isra. And inshallah, very soon, this surah shall be completed. Within this week, inshallah, this surah shall be completed. And we will be going to the next chapter of the glorious Quran. A beautiful, another beautiful one, shall I say. Now, remember, my dear viewers, now when we do say, for example, oh, I love this one, it doesn't mean that we don't like the rest. Or if there's one favorite, it doesn't mean that, you know, others are less important. Or one is shown greatness. No, the entire Quran, the entire Quran, my dear viewers, inshallah, nothing can ever match it. It is all great, completely, no doubt about it. But then naturally, there's some things we enjoy hearing or listening to. Maybe we've heard it ever since we were young. Or maybe due to the blessings of virtues, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us about them. You know, about reciting Surah Yasin, for example. Reciting Surah Mulk, etc. And many times for these reasons, and sometimes just because we've learned one by heart, maybe. And for these reasons, we love particular surahs or suwar, but it does not mean that the rest of the chapters are any less or anything in value, mazallah. No, that is not the case, and neither should we think so. But the entire glorious Quran is a Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So let's listen now to the, well, as we said, we've heard the Quran al-Kareem, and yes, the Quran al-Kareem is a Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But remember, that depends on our understanding. Let's listen to some words of poetry. The Al-Quran Al-Kareem is not poetry. Let's listen to some words of poetry in praise of the greatest of all mankind. The peace of our hearts and our minds. Allahu Akbar. The most generous and kind. The last and final Prophet and Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, let's listen to the Naat Sharif. Again, make good intentions. For those that are aware and, you know, to whom the words seem familiar, please do try to read along too, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Let's listen to the Naat Sharif. Sallu على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
يا رسول الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله سلام عليك يا حبيب الله سلام عليك يا رسول الله سلام عليك يا حبيب الله سلام عليك يا رسول الله سلام عليك يا حبيب الله سلام عليك يا رسول الله سلام عليك يا حبيب الله سلام عليك محمد أحمد حامد محمود قاسم صلى الله عليه وسلم عاقب فاتح خاتم شاهد حاشر صلى الله عليه وسلم رشيد مشهود بشير نذير داع شاف هاد مهد ماح منج ناه رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم مختار نبي أمي هاشمي عزيز رؤوف رحيم مجتبى أولى مزمل مدثر مصدق مصدق صلى الله عليه وسلم طيب متين ولي ناصر منصور ناصح مصباح آمر قرشي حافظ كامل ذو جامع صادق سابق فاضل خاشع أمين حبيب خاتم الأنبياء خاتم الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وسلم حسيب مجيب مقتصد قوي حفي مامون مبين مطيع أول آخر ظاهر باطن كريم حكيم خاتم الرسل صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد سراج منير فصيح نور محرم مكرم شفيع مشفع مبشر مبلغ معلم مذكر طاهر مطهر صلى الله عليه وسلم قريب وكيل كفيل مدعو جواد عادل شهير شهيد سيد المرسلين إمام المتقين صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد الأبرار سيد يا رسول الله يا رسول الله يا رسول الله يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
صلوا الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم ما شاء الله عز وجل beautifully recited there by our respected Naad Khan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. And inshallah عز وجل we shall have yes our topic, we shall be having our segments, and we shall also inshallah عز وجل have a special kalam in praise of the great. And how can we not How can we not Monday views of Madani channel when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, when it was stated that, and this has been mentioned, and this has been mentioned in various places, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he would give Hazrat Hassan radhiyallahu ta'ala an, the great Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radhiyallahu an, the great poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the great Nad Khan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would be given the minbar upon which he would stand and praise the greatest of all mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And when he has done so, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also ask him that, have you said anything in praise of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu? And he'd say, yes, of course. And then he would recite poetry in praise of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu too. And he was the second of the two in the blessed cave. When what? When the enemies surrounded the mountains as they climbed the blessed mountain. He was the second of the two in the cave, my dear viewers. And then he states, and he is the most beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is known by everyone. Yes. Allahu Akbar. That's something just to think and ponder over, my dear viewers of Madani channel. That when this is a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the greatest companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he who is famously known, yes, as the poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would recite poetry in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nad Khan, he who praises Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would instruct him to recite the Nashib many a time, and this is not something which would be rare, no. This is many a time he would praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give him the minbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would, instruct him, yes, okay, recite some poetry. He would praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself asked him, have you mentioned anything about Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu? And then he recites praise upon Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu too. Allahu Akbar. Now what does this companion say? This is a companion who says this. That Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu is no ordinary person. He is the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And everybody knows this. This is well known. He is the beloved of Rasulullah. Now, this is beautiful. Now, yes, of course, he's the beloved of Rasulullah. We all understand this. But for this to come from a companion in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, my dear viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar, that is special. That is unique. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is praising Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. And this companion is telling us that he is a beloved of Rasulullah. That Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu is a beloved of Rasulullah. And if he is a beloved of Rasulullah, Allahu Akbar. What does this mean for us? It means that we too must love Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. We too must praise Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We too must remember Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We too, my dear viewers of Madani channel, must love, respect, honor, keep alive the name of this great companion, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. And it continues. It's a beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everybody knows this. This is for somebody who may have some sort of doubt. Somebody may be thinking, yes, he is a beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but other companions are also the beloved. And yes, it's true, they are. They are. But what makes you think that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu is more beloved than others? Some people may be thinking, yes, everybody knows he's a beloved. Remember, other companions are also beloved. Every single companion is beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then, my dear viewers of Madani channel, you may be thinking, okay, then so what's the difference between them and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu? Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radhiyallahu anhu, he tells us, he states, from all of, not only the companions, from all of mankind, from all of the creation, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam has never ever considered anybody to be equal to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. That yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves all of the companions, no doubt about it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves the ummah, everybody from his ummah, no doubt about it. Allahu Akbar. But my dear viewers of the channel, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from all of the people, from all of the companions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never considered anybody to be the equivalent of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He loved Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu even more. Allahu Akbar. And he said that, you know, a prophet, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself states that there's two friends or companions in the heavens, and there's two on the earth, and the two on the earth are Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu anhu. These are great companions. Allahu Akbar. And today we shall be hearing more about Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and especially his love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. There's many incidents. I'm thinking where to begin. Yes, we'll begin with wealth. Why wealth? Because wealth is generally considered amongst the most important things, in our health, and then there's our wealth. As well as this is honor, etc., which are very, very important. And no doubt the most important thing of all is our iman. No doubt the most important thing overall is our iman. Now, health and wealth, generally, non-Islamically you can say, are generally considered the most important things. Health and wealth. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when it came to wealth, now, some people will be thinking, what's great, health or wealth? Of course, our health is more important than our wealth. But we sacrifice our health for our wealth. We sacrifice our health for our wealth. In that we are working nearly every single day, 5 days a week, 6 days a week. Yes, some people 7 days a week. And in fact, we're living in a time where now one job is not even enough for us. There are many people having to work two jobs. And this is, I'm talking about the UK is what I'm speaking about. This is the UK. Many people having to work two jobs. And some people three jobs. Some people have a separate one on the weekend. So they'll have two during the weekdays and then a separate on the weekend too. This is how much people are working. And when people are working so much, it's affecting their health, isn't it? Of course it is. It's affecting their health. They are not getting much sleep. They are, you know, not being able to meet others, etc. They're just consistent work. And yes, many times it is putting their health at risk. So people do put their health at risk in order to gain wealth. So sometimes wealth does come first, but then it's to a limit. Because then when a person becomes very, very ill, what happens? Now you need to spend that wealth for the health. Or sometimes a person is very, very ill, but they still go to work. Allahu Akbar. There are some people who have been working. And yes, I know some people who have been working for 7 days. Each and every single day. And this is not just for like a month or so. But this is for years. Literally years. Who have never taken off a single day for years. And this is the state. But why is it that I'm saying this? The reason I'm saying this, my dear viewers, is because wealth is something which is generally considered very, very important. One, our health, and yes, we need wealth, don't we, to get about. For me to come here in the morning, I need some sort of wealth. I need some sort of means of transportation, and that's, in a way, wealth, isn't it? Or even a bus fare, if it's train ticket, if it's in a car to be able to pay for petrol, whatever it may be. Giving wealth, giving charity is very, very important. Within our religion, where many times we have been performed, established our prayer and give zakat. We have been ordered to give charity. We have been recommended and encouraged to regularly give charity. But one thing is giving charity. Another is what Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu had done. That was charity too, no doubt about it. But the charity of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu is something which, like his personality, unmatched. Up until this very day, my dear viewers of Bandar Inshallah, up until this very day, this action of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, completely unique. completely unique. The Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had given his entire amount of wealth, all of his wealth. Now we must understand that there's one thing is him giving all his wealth, one thing us giving our wealth, on all our wealth. Not this, this is, who does this? Nobody really does this. But if there was to be, for example, some of the awliya to give all of their wealth, there's still a huge difference. One, just that it's a companion, you can never compare to a companion. That a small amount of a companion is greater than mountains if we were to give in the path. Remember, we can never compare to the companions. That's one point. But the second is that the actions of the companions, that of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, they are unprecedented. This is very, very important. That if we were to do so, we would do so following and copying Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu from the sunnahs of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. And this is brilliant. We were to do it there to gain reward too. How can we match? But there's a difference. That for them it was unprecedented. For us, yes, we are following in the companions and we should be following the companions. As-sahabi kan-nujum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that the companions are like stars. Whichever one you follow, they will guide you. Every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is following the companions, isn't it? But Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who told him to do this? Nobody? Nobody. Yes, nobody. Nobody ordered him to do what he did. What is it that he did? You would be thinking. I'll tell you what he did. It was the time of a battle. If I remember correctly, it was the Battle of Tabuk, where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala, this was to be major. This was not something which was minor. This was going up against the Roman Empire. Yes, against the Roman Empire that was. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, other companions that were there, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages them to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give something in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is thinking, of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has requested, of course, everybody's going to give. But Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is thinking, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is also going to give. Now, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is the most beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He performs brilliant. His actions are all perfect and completely brilliant. And I can never match his actions. But now that he has come to wealth, I think I could beat him when it comes to this. What do I mean by beat him? Meaning, I can give more. I can give more even than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu gives. So this one time, maybe this is my chance now. That this time, I can do more than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar, he thought that's it. And it's good. When it comes to good actions, competition is brilliant. We should compete when it comes to good actions, alhamdulillah. So this is what Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu was thinking. So he goes home and he thinks, okay, how much am I going to give? And everything, he decides that everything he owns, all of his possessions, he splits them into two. He splits it all into half. And he thinks, everything I possess, half of this, I'm going to give in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to present before Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Everything he has, he halves it all. He brings all of this to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and he places it before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him, Ya Rasulullah, this is what I've brought. He's happy, he's jolly. Yes, he should be, no doubt about it. And Ya Rasulullah is happy to be able to say this. I've brought all of this for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, wow, no, what have you left for your family? And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, whatever I have placed in front of yourself, this was half of everything I had, and the other half I have left for my family. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, really, this is huge. We shouldn't devalue this or think this was a little. No, this was half of every single thing he possessed. I mean everything, not just half his money, but everything. Imagine all your possessions, halving it and giving it away. That is huge, my dear view. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is excited. Today, you know, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, today I'm going to do more than him. And my dear views of Mandari Channel 9 is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he comes and he places it before Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
And his clothing is changed too. His clothing, he is wearing a simple, you could say thobe, but the way it's stitched is with thorns. Not even stitches. Thorns were used. Allahu Akbar, thorns being used, subhanAllah. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, he says to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that, oh Abu Bakr, what have you left for your family? And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he replies, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, abqaytu lahum Allah wa rasuluhu. He says, I have left for my family who? Allah and His Messenger, His Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. He has left Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, for His people. What does that mean? For His family. Meaning that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I have left no worldly wealth for my family. Every single thing I have given to you. I have placed before you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single thing, to such an extent, his clothing, what did he have? One cloth? And even the stitching, the needle, everything, he has given it. Because it could be used, possibly for helmets, you know, for the clothing for the army. It could all be used, it was all given. And he would use thorns to stitch or to close. It was a open thorn, one thorn, and he closed it all with using what? Thorns. He had given every single thing. Imagine giving everything. I'm thinking, subhanAllah, what do I have here? I have a tablet, I have a mobile phone, I have, you know, even my clothes. And it's not just here, then there's so many at home, there's so many things. Imagine giving everything in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything. It's like, wow. If we were to give one thing, that's a big thing. We feel like, oh, today I've done a big job, I've given £1,000, mashallah. And that's, yes, that's brilliant. Or whatever, you know, you can give. I've given £100, I've given £10, I've given £1. If that's what you can give, subhanAllah, brilliant. Remember, we don't know who's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts. It's all about being accepted. That may it be accepted, inshallah, whatever we may give. But the point being, every single thing being given to in charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything, every single thing. So Musa said that he went to his house and he even checked for any nails which were hammered into the walls. And he brought that before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam too. Again, which could be used for the armor, whatever it may be, for the companions, for the army of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now this was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The wealth of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. How he had given all of it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when he is stated, when he embraced Islam, he had about 40,000 coins. And the scholars say all of that went in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no doubt he's a trader too. So he would have had more money later, etc. when they came to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. But then again, every single thing is given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This, we must understand something. One is we can never reach the greatness of any of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no doubt about it. But okay, that's fine. You know, there's the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ghawse Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu anhu, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Ma'ruf Karkhi rahimahullah ta'ala. These individuals are greats. They can never reach the rank of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it's not just that, my dear viewers. What else is so, so important to understand is the greatness of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. That this companion, even from amongst the companions, you can never reach the level of the companions, but even from amongst the companions, right at the top, is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And even the companions could not reach the rank and the greatness of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the first Khalifa of Islam, the most beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, the greatest of all people after the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is known as Atiqullahi minan nar. He is known as Atiq. Atiqullah minan nar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him freedom. He was given the title of Atiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him freedom from the fire of hell. He is known as Siddiq, another title granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person is the most truthful person. This person is known as Siddiq because even when, you know, others may have had doubts, he always stuck by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What do I mean? What I mean is, you know, there was an enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the name of Abu Jahl, and he began to, you know, try to feed things in the ears of the companions, and he would say that your prophet, the Al-Isra wal Mi'raj, when this occurred, he says that your prophet, the one who you claim is a prophet, he says he traveled to Jerusalem all in one night. It takes us 3 months to do that. But not only just there, then he traveled to the seven heavens, he went beyond. How could he do that within a moment of the night? Is it Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu? So he went and he, you know, said this to different people. People were not able to answer him. He comes and thinks, now's the time to get the greatest of them all, the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now's the time to get him to try to feed this in his ears too. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, he simply said, he didn't wait to go ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He simply asked a simple question. He says, was it Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who said this? He says, yes, by Allah it was him who said it. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu says that if it was he that said it, then it is the truth and I believe him. Allahu Akbar. This was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. And if he was a mandir, inshallah, he was given, after this, he was given the title. This also said that he was always known as Siddiq. And some say that he was given specially this title at this time. That Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and gave this title, told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he is Siddiq, that person upon whose tongue there is only the truth. Even if he was to say, some of the scholars say that what Siddiq is one thing, yes, never ever lying, always speaking the truth. But another is that if they were to say something, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make that happen too. It's not only this, the truth about the past, but even the truth about the future. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And if you're someone that, inshallah, let's move to the daily reminder. And then inshallah, we shall hear. So we've spoken a little about the wealth and how he was ready to sacrifice his wealth in the cause, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And now inshallah we shall hear about, you know, even above wealth, when it comes to our health. Allahu Akbar. We'll hear more of that very, very soon. Let's first move to the daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
To develop our character, our mannerism, Islam teaches us this. And we have the most perfect role model in front of us, which is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran mentions to us that he is the ideal role model. His sunnah is a complete and comprehensive way of living. It is a complete lifestyle. It's inside the house and outside the house. It's in the private and in the public as well. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, encourages us to practice upon the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to refine our character. Nek a'mal or pious deeds, which you can download for free from App Store or Play Store, if you fill this out and act upon it on a daily basis, believe me, you will see positive results in your life. If a person wants to become a practicing Muslim, an upright member of society, then nek a'mal is your helper. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah includes one point there, because it's a self-questionnaire. You're asking yourself questions. Did I do this? Did I lie today? Did I perform my 5-time salah today? Did I make good intentions today? Did I respect my parents today? Did I obey the traffic rules today? Etc. Daily questions, weekly, monthly, yearly questions, and lifetime questions as well. And one of the beautiful points that we have to ask ourselves, that did I speak politely today, even with a newborn baby? Allahu Akbar. Because as a baby is growing up and you speak politely, what will happen? That baby is going to learn good manners, is going to learn polite speech, good words, and you yourself will develop your own character as well. Try to download it, try to practice upon it as well. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us understanding and keep us on the path of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, and Awliya Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. That was our daily reminder. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, MashaAllahu Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this beautiful companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he was ready to give all his wealth for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, as I said, there is health. And a person where when he thinks his life is in danger, he's ready to give everything. In order for his life to be saved, he is ready to give everything for his life. So ultimately, our life is placed above wealth. And thus, in particular circumstances, when a person knows, sometimes people are just so greedy, they just wish to take their wealth with them. Yeah, sometimes people are accumulating wealth their entire life. And even when they die, they wish, no, I don't wish to leave my wealth. You know, these are extreme circumstances where someone think, okay, to save my life, I'll give wealth. You know, it's sanity, isn't it? To save my life, I'll spend, if I own millions of pounds, I'll spend it all to save my life. If I think otherwise I'm going to die, but if I'll to spend this, it'll save my life, then who wouldn't do so? Now, so health is even greater. We all understand this. Health is even greater than wealth. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we find on more than one occasion, he was ready to place his life at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're going to mention one incident. When Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was at the age of 38. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was given the first revelation. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu embraced Islam. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if he could go and preach openly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him permission to do so. And the non-Muslims of Makkah al-Mukarramah, they had beaten. Yes, they beat Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. They had beat him so badly that he was fallen unconscious and people thought he was going to die. This is how badly he was beaten. His mother, being a mother, was with him. His mother was with him, taking care of him. And as soon as he regains consciousness, his mother is thinking, wow, he's regained consciousness. Let's see, what is he going to say? Is he able to speak? He's able to move his lips a little. He's thinking, what is it he's saying? And he's speaking. What is he saying? He's asking, how is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is continuing with his works. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is inviting people. He's teaching the companions. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu came here. He was beaten. Very, very badly beaten. And then, you know, his mother found out. His mother now is with him. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu was only just regained consciousness. And he's not asking his mother whether she's okay, whether, you know, what happened, or this is what happened, or to complain, or to speak about the pain. I mean, what would a person say? This is what a person would be in. He'd be in so much pain. If he was able to say anything, he'd just like to mention, to express the pain they are in. You can imagine that. And really, to be honest, this is nothing. When you're in that position, only then can you truly, you know, understand how painful and difficult it is. When a person has been very, very badly beaten. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, his mouth, his blessed lips move and he speaks. And his mother's thinking, what is it that he's saying? And he's asking, how is Rasulullah? Mother's thinking, what? You're asking about Rasulullah? Remember, she was not a believer at this time. You're asking about your prophet. This is the state of you. You're asking about him. And she says, okay, you know, think about that later. Don't worry, he's okay. Have some water. She says, no. Tell me, how is he? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, he says, go ask Ummi Jameel. You'll find out about him from
And says, go ask Umm Jameel. And she goes to Umm Jameel and she mentions this is what happened to Rasulullah. Umm Jameel says, as far as I'm aware, Rasulullah is completely fine. There's nothing wrong. And then, you know, she says, I could show you if you wish. I could take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, he says, up until I've seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am not going to eat or drink or anything. And then he is taken to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees his state, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam rushes towards him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kisses him on his blessed head. Allahu Akbar. And he views Ramadan, inshallah. This love was mutual. It's just so beautiful, honestly. It is so beautiful. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu was beaten so badly, he fell unconscious. As soon as he regains consciousness, the first thing a person would say is possibly, you know, they would express the pain they're in and then water, anything like that. Water, yes. You know, in order to gain a little comfort. But Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, something which was, even at that time, what was more important to him than water, more soothing than water, something more replenishing than water. And what is this? Allahu Akbar, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Being able to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's also stated on that day, his Ummul Khair, Salma, the mother of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, radhiyallahu ta'ala an, huma now, she had also accepted Islam. My dear viewers, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu is just extraordinary. He's extraordinary. Let's inshallah listen to the kalam, praise of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. I myself, I wish to listen to it too. Let's inshallah listen to the praise upon Hazrat Sayyiduna, the first Khalifa of Islam, the greatest of all of the companions, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
میرے نبی کے پہلے خلیفہ
پہلے خلیفہ
ابو بکر میرے نبی کے پہلے خلیفہ
صدیق اکبر صدیق اکبر صدیق اکبر صدیق اکبر
سید المتقین
ابو بکر
اصدق و صادقین
ابو بکر
سایہ مصطفیٰ
ابو بکر
یار غار مصطفیٰ
ابو بکر
خلیفۃ المسلمین
خلیفۃ المسلمین بہتری جس پہ کرے فخر وہ بہتر سے دی سروری جس پہ کرے ناز وہ سرور سے دی
ابو بکر
بہتری جس پہ کرے فخر وہ بہتر سے دی
ابو بکر
سروری جس پہ کرے ناز وہ سرور سے دی
ابو بکر چمنستان نبوت کی بغار اول چمنستان نبوت کی بغار اول گلشن دی کے بنے پہلے گل تر سے دی گلشن دی کے بنے پہلے گل تر سے دی
بہتری جس پہ کرے فخر بہتر سے دی سروری جس پہ کرے ناز وہ سرور سے دی
بے گما شمع نبوت کے گئے آئینے چار بے گما شمع نبوت کے گئے آئینے چار یعنی عثمان عمر حیدر و اکبر سے دیک یعنی عثمان عمر حیدر و اکبر سے دیک
بہتری جس پہ کرے فخر وہ بہتر سے دی
ابو بکر
جس پہ کرے ناز
نیاز وہ سرور سے دی
سید المتقین
ابو بکر
اصدق و صادقین
ابو بکر
سایہ مصطفیٰ
ابو بکر
یار غار مصطفیٰ
ابو بکر
خلیفۃ المسلمین سارے اصحاب نبی تار گئے امت کے لیے سارے اصحاب نبی تار گئے امت کے لیے ان ستاروں میں بنے مہر منور سے دیکھ ان ستاروں میں بنے مہر منور سے دی
بہترین جس بھی کی فخر سی کی
گے
سواری جس پہ کرے ناز وہ سرور سے دی
اس امامت سے کھلا تم ہو امام اکبر اس امام سے کھلا تم ہو امام اکبر تھی یہی رمز نبی کہتے ہیں حیدر سے دیکھ تھی یہی رمز نبی کہتے ہیں حیدر سے دیکھ
بہترین جس سروری جس پہ کرے ناز وہ سرور سے دی
تو ہے آزاد سفر سے تیرے بندے آزاد تو ہے آزاد سفر سے تیرے بندے سالک بھی تیرا بندہ بے زر سے دیکھ ہے یہ سالک بھی تیرا بندہ بے زر سے دیکھ
بہترین جس بھی کی فخر سی کی سواری جس پہ کرے ناز وہ سرور سے دی
سید المتقین
ابو بکر
اصدق و صادقین
ابو بکر
سایہ مصطفیٰ
ابو بکر
یار غار مصطفیٰ
ابو بکر
خلیفۃ المسلمین خلیفۃ
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ دی فرسٹ خلیفہ آف اسلام دی امیر دی لیڈر دی خلیفہ دی فرسٹ خلیفہ آف دا مسلمز چینل دی beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And subhanAllah, as I was watching this, there was something I was thinking about is when they showed, mashallah, the blessed shrine, the golden grills, if you wish, of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. I was thinking, subhanAllah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, approximately 124,000 companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Approximately 124,000 companions. As we mentioned before, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that my two companions on the earth, my two companions in the world, are who? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu anhu. From amongst all of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. And again, yes, every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is great. It's so great, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. I'm just thinking about this and thinking, wow, that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he spent his life serving Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. He gave everything for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam.
He loved Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam loved him too. My dear viewers of Madani channel, up until this very day, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that companion who rests beside Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And then next, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nobody else. The one who is even right now with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In the blessed shrine of the mausoleum, the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, up until this very age, his companion, my dear viewers of Madani channel, throughout the lifetimes. And then even upon having left this world for the eternal abode, being next to Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That's beautiful. Honestly, that's phenomenal. It really is. Allahu Akbar. Remember, many times, by virtue of those we are buried next to, we can gain barakah too. Imagine he whose grave is next to that of Rasulullah, the greatest of all mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the greatest. Please remember this. Please. My dear viewers, please remember this. Say this even. Say this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Say this. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the greatest of all of the companions. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the greatest of all of the people. After the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest, after the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest of all mankind, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Please, we must remember his name really. We must remember who this person is. And we must, yes, name our children after him. We must make mention, teach our children about him. For example, what have I mentioned today? Today I want to just mention what about? Stories, that's really all it was, wasn't it? This is how easy it is. You learn these stories. Children like stories. Tell your children these stories. Tell your children today when they come back from school. Allahu Akbar, today when your children return from school, ask your children, do you know what the Islamic date is? Most likely they won't know. Allahu Akbar. Doesn't matter if they know, brilliant. If they don't know, no problem. Tell them. Say, who is that if they don't know? They should know. If they don't, who is that? It is our duty to teach them, isn't it? Tell them, okay, today I'm going to tell you a story. Parents, yes. Okay, but you could switch the TV off. Allah, there'll be so much about Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu on Madani channel. But when it comes from the parents, it's completely different. Especially in its own way. And the parents need to be giving their children tarbiyah. It's the parents that need to be teaching their children. So just imagine, just sit down your children, all of them, or sit down one child, or as you wish. Say to them, do you know who Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu was? Who he is? I'll tell you a story. Sit them down. And you know, make it like, well, what happens? We say to them, movie night. Let's watch a movie together. We'll give them popcorn, we'll give them food, etc. What about story time? What about story time, my dear viewers? And my dear viewers of the channel, tell them a story about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu. Once, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiallahu anhu, the story I mentioned, they were competing. Tell them. Once Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, he went to a cave with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What happened in that cave? Tell them this story. Once Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, you know, the other story we mentioned today too. He went and he invited people towards Islam and he was beaten. It was this, etc. Teach, please teach your children, tell your children about Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This person, he's the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the greatest of all of the companions, Allahu Akbar. The first Khalifa of Islam, Allahu Akbar. Sometimes we like, history is quite interesting. I myself, I like history, I like reading about history. I read all sorts of things when it comes to history. But my dear viewers, nothing can match the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the life of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's inshallah go to the daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
In Sahihain, both Bukhari and Muslim, Sayyiduna Hudhaifa radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the previous era, there was a person whose soul was about to be extracted from his body. The angel arrived and it was said to that person, do you remember doing anything good? He said, I don't recall doing any good deed. And it was said to him, ponder, reflect, and then mention it again. And he says, I don't recall anything except one thing. In the world, when I would do transactions with people and I would show good conduct towards them, even if a wealthy person came to me and he requested for some time, respite, I would give him respite. A wealthy person. And as for the person who was financially constrained, he wasn't wealthy, he was already suffering, I would pardon him, I would forgive him. SubhanAllah, what's the reward of this? The narration mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted that person admittance to paradise. He gained entry to paradise. Why? Whenever he would do transactions in the world, he would show good conduct towards people. Even if a wealthy person came to him and asked for some time, requested some time, respite, he would give him respite. And as for the person who was financially struggling and there was bazaar, apparently no means for him to pay it back, he would forgive that. He would pardon him. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entered him into Jannah. And this particular narration in Sahih Muslim, the wordings towards the end are that Allah Ta'ala said, SubhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala said that I am more rightful of forgiving. Meaning that person said he would forgive the loan, the debt of the financially constrained person. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, I am more rightful of forgiving. O angels, pardon this person of mine. Pardon this slave of mine. SubhanAllah, these are the things that we should be thinking about in this particular situation. If we're in this situation where we're owed money and we should look at the person, if he's financially constrained, if he cannot give it back, then if Allah has blessed us and we are prosperous, we are wealthy, we're affluent, then look at the reward. Even if you were to forgive that debt, forgive the amount that he has given you, you will not suffer loss. Why? Because Allah will grant you forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you entry into paradise. SubhanAllah. And there are many people out there. MashaAllah, Allah has blessed them. Yet, if someone owes them £1,000, £2,000, they will make his life a living hell, as they say. They would make it very difficult for him. And these are people who should learn from Islamic teachings.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Please, about all the خلفاء أربعة, رضا أبو بكر صديق رضي الله عنه, then حضرت عمر فاروق رضي الله تعالى عنه, then حضرت عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه, and then حضرت علي المرتضى كرم الله وجهه الكريم. About all of these companions, my dear viewers, inshallah, we must remember these companions. We must teach our children about these companions, inshallah. Please do make this intention. That's all for today. Today, my dear viewers, we heard a little about Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his greatness, his rank, his love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and vice versa, how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him too. That's what we must understand. Yes, he loved Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him too. And he who is the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasallam. So many viewers of Madani channel, but then imagine the rank of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all for today. Time is up, my reviews of inshallah. But inshallah, tomorrow we shall have more rise and shine. Please do join us tomorrow, inshallah. Today, remember, today at least minimum have a khatam. Send Isali Thawab, recite Surah Al-Fatiha, recite some Al-Quran Al-Kareem. Send the Isali Thawab to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That's all for today. We shall be returning with more if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. That is tomorrow, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah,
even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.